From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Supporters of South Korea's impeached president Park Geun-hye clashed with police in Seoul Friday following the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally end her rule. The head of the main opposition party said everyone should definitely accept the Constitutional Court's decision and stop causing social confusion and work to normalize state affairs. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came to the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. United States officials say a contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeast Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State terror group. But it is unclear whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will take the lead in ousting thousands of jihadists entrenched in the city. The deployment comes as the Trump administration debates a Raqqa plan drafted by Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the U.S. commander overseeing the campaign against the Islamic State. Six U.S. states are challenging President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six Muslim-majority countries. Trump's new order prohibits citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from traveling to the U.S. for 3 months and suspends for 4 months the U.S. refugee resettlement program. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The son of a former U.S. FBI agent who went missing in Iran 10 years ago is urging the Trump administration to constantly annoy Tehran into locating his father, whom he believes is still alive. Daniel Levinson spoke to VOA's Persian service in Washington on Thursday, the 10th anniversary of the disappearance of his father, Robert Levinson.
We were hoping to meet with President Trump in the coming days, as well as a number of administration officials, to make sure that my dad's case is a top priority for the administration. We're going to talk to them about the facts of the case and get them up to speed on where things stand and make sure that it's that they're going to continue that channel with Iran and be talking to them and engage in a constructive dialogue with them.
Robert Levinson, whose 69th birthday is on Friday, disappeared on March 9th in 2007 while making a visit to Iran's Kish Island as a private investigator. Tehran has repeatedly denied knowledge of his whereabouts. The war against Boko Haram is leaving women vulnerable to poverty, violence, and isolation. U.S. Deputy U.N. Ambassador Michelle Sisson told VOA during a Security Council mission to the Lake Chad region of West Africa. Margaret Bashir on the trip's final stop in Abuja, Nigeria.
About 26 million people in the four nations are suffering from the effects of a humanitarian crisis fueled by the terror group's attacks, including severe food shortages. Ambassador Sisson said women who were formerly involved with Boko Haram, either voluntarily or involuntarily, seem to be stigmatized more than men who fought with the group, especially when it comes to their ability to marry and return to their home communities. They face other problems as well. They are often widowed or alone, caring for several children with no way to provide an income for their family. The United States has committed more than $300 million to humanitarian assistance to the Lake Chad region for 2016 to 2017, and another $40 million to enhance security cooperation among the four countries. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Abuja.
Guatemala is mourning the deaths of 34 teenage girls killed in a fire at a shelter for troubled young people near Guatemala City on Wednesday. Police and witnesses say mattresses were deliberately set on fire in part of the shelter where the girls were locked down after trying to escape. The Guatemalan president, Jimmy Morales, blames the disaster on officials who he says ignored orders to move many of the residents to other facilities. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.